doing enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here, with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home, using us all. However, we got here. And what God is building.
Well, it's kind of an in-between week. Donkey Tales officially ended. We spent 6 weeks digging into the scriptures, looking at our Bible, using a donkey to guide us. I'm grateful for Dwayne offering us the inspiration for such things. Next week, we begin Pride Month, one of the highlights of every single year. This year, our Pride theme is we are proud of our voice, and you will be amazed at the things that will be shared as we listen to the LGBTQ+ voices among us. I'm so grateful for what the month will bring. And so this is kind of an in-between month. It's not Donkey Tales anymore. It's not Pride Month yet. And so here we are. And I thought it would be a fun week to just sort of feel at home and share some of our favorites. Right, we heard Dwayne and Miss Jenny talking about their favorite parts of worship. I have to say, I share those same favorite parts. I love watching our young people read scripture, and I do love that we have time with the puppets during worship. We heard our staff bring their favorite hymns in, and that's been wonderful as well. Our choir piece today, Joy looked back at the year and thought of a favorite moment that they shared together as a choir. So all these sort of highlights. And I thought for the sermon, it might be fun to share with you some of my favorite scriptures and a little bit of my favorite parts of Methodism. It's also a little fun thing. I thought I'd just sort of do a little free verse today. Today we are teleprompter free. Many of you may not notice this, except the weeks that I forget to edit, the times I have to lean in and fix things. But today is just a conversation, as if we were sitting down over coffee, because I enjoy that. I enjoy that connection. It's one of my favorite parts of being in ministry. I love that we get a chance to connect and just talk about real things. So for a sermon today, I wanted to talk to you about some of my favorite scriptures. Now, one of my earliest memories of a favorite scripture is one of my family's favorite scriptures. When I was confirmed, I received a little glass plaque with my name and the date at the bottom, and this plaque had Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord always and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and God will direct your paths. A neat little story is that glass plaque not only had my name and my confirmation date, but when I was commissioned and then fully ordained, my parents found it and had those new dates added on as well. It still sits in my home, a reminder of these special moments in my life. That scripture's always been one that reminds me that we don't always know, and that it's all right to not know, and to continue taking that next step forward into eternity, knowing that God's love fills and occupies eternity, guiding us forward. It's one I've clung to in difficult times. You know, another favorite scripture from early on in my childhood are the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 6 tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, I'm not one who actually has a lot of scriptures memorized, but I know that one because it was a song in vacation Bible school. Trust in the Lord, always trust Him with all your heart. Right, that one I have memorized because that was the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And then the Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit's not a plum. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are some of the fun things that have made these scriptures a part of my life, and I love that they carry with me, even in my thoughts as I move through. Now, a couple others that I want to share with you is some favorite scriptures to think about and hold on to. One of them actually is mildly ironic. It's one of the scriptures that inspires Pride Month, where we hear that God doesn't play favorites, but loves all people. The mild irony is it's one of my favorite scriptures, and it reminds us that God doesn't play favorites. But here I am playing favorites with my scriptures. We won't get into that. But I tell you, I met that scripture during the MLK parade when I was in high school. I was down marching and as a part of the celebration of Dr. King's life and ministry and call to action, and there was someone holding a sign that just read Acts 10:34. And I was like, Acts 10:34? What's that? And lo and behold, it's a verse that would guide my entire life. The idea that God doesn't pick and choose, that God looks at each and every one of us and says, I see you. I love you. Beautiful and powerful thing. And then, of course, one of the verses that has shaped my life more than anything is our beautiful verse from Ephesians, the verse that inspired building a home where all belong, where we're reminded that this is our home, that we have a right to the name Christian, that God is using each and every one of us in what God is building, and what God is building is a place for all people. It was interesting to sit and think about these favorite scriptures and how they all sort of connect and interplay. They also highlight a path I've taken in my life that leads me to what I would say is my favorite part of ministry. Building a home where all belong is my favorite thing about my call to ministry. To be in service with each and every one of you, creating a space. Now, there are parts of my own life journey where I can see why that's such a valid thing for me. We can dig into the stories of the bullying I experienced as a child, the places of life that were filled with tears and uncertainty and anger and feeling like a misfit, the many moves that my family had. And amidst all of those things, church was always the place that I could show up and be loved for who I was. I wasn't just a new kid. I wasn't an odd kid. I wasn't a bullied kid. I was me, and people loved me for it. That's truly what inspires the work that I do and the call that we're all invited to. I want you to join me in that. Right? This idea that Highlands United Methodist Church is a home where all belong is beautiful, but it's so much more than that. I want our entire world to be a home where all belong. Now, that's a tall order. That is a big thing to dream. But I believe it's a worthy dream. It is a dream worthy of who God asks us to be. It's a dream worthy of the world that God has created. And we start by doing it here. If each and every one of us here feels that sense of belonging, feels that there is a space for us to be who we are and to be loved, it's my hope that that changes us. As we leave this place, mind you, I often would talk about leaving the building and going into the world, but you're worshiping from home as you leave your home, as you leave this screen, wherever you are in this moment, that we move forward in life from wherever we are, having received that love and affirmation, that we then offer it to others. It's my belief that others will find a home where all belong in you, that in your love and understanding for them. And it ties into all these verses for me. That is the path that God is guiding us upon. And that we don't always understand what it looks like. How could the world possibly come to this place? God's love will bring us there. Well, how? How does that love manifest itself? Well, that's that fruit of the Spirit. As we live out love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and self-control, that's how other people feel that right, that space to belong, because those are the values that create something others want to be a part of. And I think about that beautiful verse in Ephesians, that verse that guides and directs us. That's a real thing. I'd like to remind us, we have a right to the name Christian. We as God's people, even those of us who might still be thinking, look, I love the values, I'm not sure about the Jesus thing. I have that conversation with so many folks that call this place home. We're still searching, we're still investigating, and that's all right. You belong here. You have a right to claim a home where all belong also. This is the joy that we share. This is the life that we're living together as a congregation. I love these things, and I love the ways that they're playing out. We do this in word, right? We spend the time, we're listening, we're learning, we're delving into things together. I mentioned even just recently in one of the donkey sermons that the idea that scripture is divinely inspired and calls us right now to dig into it, and that God is still speaking to us and through us. That's a beautiful part of our tradition, that we are divinely inspired beings, that we get to share it with the world. God is speaking, and God is speaking words of love to and for all people, and God is doing it through this place. But it's not just in word, it's also in deed. There is a social holiness, all of us working together to change the world around us. In our connection, we're able to accomplish something bigger. Isn't that neat? That's one of the reasons we're together. We could all just watch a program from home and call it good, right? No! No, together we accomplish something bigger than any one of us. We are feeding the hungry. We are housing the homeless. We are adding our voice to support those who have been too often marginalized, overlooked, and unlistened to. We do this together. We are changing the community and the world around us as Highlands United Methodist Church. I love that. It's my favorite part of being church, that it's so much more than any one of us could do or be. And these are some big dreams. They're worthy dreams. And it takes me back to one of my other favorite parts of Methodism. You know, one of the things John Wesley used to say when he talked about God's ability to live and bring love into our lives, that we could live perfectly in God's love. And people thought, John, that's never going to happen. Come on. And when he would talk about God's perfect love and what it would look like for the whole world to live it, he would look at others and say, if we believe it not possible, how shall we ever attain it? Do you hear that? It's one of my favorite things John Wesley ever said. If we believe it not possible, how shall we ever attain it? A more modern retelling of that phrase, more from the Industrial Revolution era, was whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. It's true. And that's why I choose to believe we as a congregation are capable of letting God's love work through us to change this world. That we're capable of God's love working in us to change our lives, because it's by changing our lives that we truly change the world. These are my favorite things about being a congregation together. I'm so grateful for you and for the journey that we are taking together. Now, some of you know I've been spending some time on TikTok. Got a wonderful community of folks that I've been able to build a relationship with. Well, building a home where all belong is the name of what we do here. I've been talking about folks on TikTok. It's the You Matter Zone. As I engage with especially young people, 15 to 27, hundreds of thousands of people spending time engaging this conversation together, this same topic came up and someone asked, why do you have a You Matter Zone? And I shared some of those same stories about places and times in my life where I questioned my worth or questioned why anyone would want me around or why was I having such a difficult time, and that there were people who reminded me that I matter. And I want every person to have that You Matter Zone. Does this sound familiar? It's building a home where all belong, in different words, for a new audience. And as we did this, someone said, well, what does that look like and how big do you want the You Matter Zone to be? And again, to tell this group of non-church folk, right, who just love these puppets on the internet, that I believe the entire world can be a You Matter Zone. That when all of us know that we matter, that we're able to help others know that they matter. So this work continues in new and exciting ways, and I want you to know that it's a very beautiful thing to expand beyond our walls and our doors into a virtual space to continue to share my favorite parts of who we are as a congregation in new ways, with new people, in new places, in new conversations. Because there's room. They belong. They belong in a place where they are loved. And I thank you for allowing this work to continue in all the ways that it does, whether it's in the garage as we host community events once more, whether it's down in Edgewater, just over my shoulder as we get to expand. And I can't wait to share with you some of the opportunities we have to be in connection and community, to build a new home in a new place for a new community. Or whether it's virtual, as we spend this time online with folks watching us in Pennsylvania and Georgia and New Mexico and California and Australia. Hello, my virtual friends. I'm so glad you're with us. Or whether it's on TikTok. We're doing this together because we are letting God direct our paths as we build a home where all belong, where the Spirit of God's love is made real for all people. They may not be your favorite verses. I hope you have your own. But these certainly are some of the favorite verses that direct me. And I am grateful that we get to share this time together. Know that you're loved. Know that you matter to me and in the world. And know that this home where all belong would not be the same without you. As God works through us to do amazing things in this world. Things that I believe are possible. Because if not, how else shall we ever attain them? Amen.